On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Ishmael Khawaja.
New figures show police in Kent recorded more than 300 race hate crimes against children last year. An investigation by the NSPCC shows the number of offences in the county has reached a three-year high. Alex Gray is from the charity and says victims are being verbally abused in the street and bullied at school because they're seen as different.
I think it can have a devastating impact on young children. I think generally this type of crime creates further division within society, but in terms of the individual impact, it can be extremely hurtful.
Kent police say the number of crimes has gone up because they're recording offences better and people feel more confident to tell them about it.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man's been charged with sexually assaulting and indecently exposing himself to women in Medway. Ianel Arseni was arrested on Tuesday night and is accused of seven offences in total across Raynham and Gillingham over the past couple of months. The 25-year-old from Wakeley Road in Raynham is due in court later. Theresa May says she's not surprised a review suggested maintenance grants be reintroduced for university students in England. The independent government report also recommends tuition fees be cut to £7,500 a year. Meanwhile, protests are taking place across England and Wales, demanding more money for special educational needs and disability support. Campaigners say current provisions are in a national crisis. Thousands of parents, disabled children and young people have marched to Downing Street to hand in a petition. Gemma's among them. Her son's had difficulty settling into mainstream schools.
To look at these children, you wouldn't know. Some of the behaviours are just so subtle that you wouldn't know, but they struggle with anxiety and they struggle with just keeping that concentration in class if they've got, say, ADHD and autism.
KMFM News.
Love Island host Caroline Flack says reports blaming the show for the deaths of two former contestants make her really angry. The programme, which returns on Monday, has faced scrutiny since the deaths of Sophie Graydon and ex-Kent footballer Mike Thalassitis. The presenters told Cosmopolitan magazine it's not fair to point fingers of blame. Alex Miller was a contestant last year.
Getting looked after when you come out of the show is a bit, it's a bit difficult. You're thrown into a massive deep end of just press and people sort of coming up to you. It's got to be down to the more management side when you come out. You know, they're the people who are actually looking after you during that time.
A Maidstone woman's admitted assaulting three police officers and causing £1,000 worth of criminal damage. Karen Thompson had been drinking wine before she scratched the bonnet of her husband's Audi with a key in December outside their home. She then spat at officers who arrived to arrest her. The 55-year-old, who now lives in Stonechat in Greenhithe, was also ordered to carry out 120 hours of unpaid work. The parents of a Kent boy who died from an undiagnosed heart condition just days after his 15th birthday have been back to his old school to offer heart screenings. Ben Hammond passed away almost 3 years ago. His dad, Steve, says it was completely unexpected.
Ben was a happy, outgoing child, very active child, showed no signs of any problems whatsoever. And then on July the 4th in 2016, he suffered a massive heart attack and died within a very short space of time.
They've been at Homewood School in Tenterden this week to try and encourage young people to have ECG tests to flag up any potential problems. We now know when a new Home Bargains, Gym and Aldi are due to open at a former Toys R Us store in Kent. Developers for the building on the Horsted Retail Park in Chatham said the store should be up and running by next spring. There will also be a KFC drive-through on the site. It's hoped it will all create 190 new jobs. And a newborn weighing around the same as an apple is believed to be the world's tiniest surviving baby. The little girl was delivered in December and is now said to be healthy and at home.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and England have got their opening match of the World Cup underway. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, Prince Harry and the Prime Minister are part of the crowd watching England take on South Africa. After being put into bat, both Jason Roy and Joe Root have scored their half centuries at the Oval. A short time ago, England were on 189 for three. Meantime, Kent are batting on the final day of their county championship game against Essex at Chelmsford. The home side declared this morning on 206 for seven in their second innings. A short time ago, the visitors were on 51 for three, needing another 200. 187 runs to win. And in football, Eden Hazard has strongly hinted his two-goal performance in Chelsea's 4-1 Europa League win over Arsenal will be his final appearance for the club. After lifting the trophy in Baku, the Belgian said, "I think it's a goodbye, but in football, you never know." He's expected to join Spanish club Real Madrid this summer.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.